All right, item number seven, Madam Clerk.
From the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works, submitting an informational report regarding the status of the O'Donnell Park Parking Structure Improvements Project. Also considered by the Committee on Finance and Audit, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Tkarian, Mr. High, you have a presentation here.
Chair, Supervisors.
The report you have in front of you is a project status report. We termed it number one because there will be future reports. Previous to this report, we submitted a review of our plan to carry out the O'Donnell Park parking structure improvements that was submitted in the last cycle. This report, the scope of work that you'll see in the two components, status on the facade restoration component and status on the internal repair component, that scope of work hasn't changed since the previous report, so I won't dwell on that. The facade restoration component, the new information that's in this report has to do with the selection of the consultant. For purposes of the report, I won't get into the individual names, but for facade restoration component, the planning and design consultant selection process was started on December 2nd. Nine consulting firms received the RFP. Those are listed in the report. There was one of the consultants was dropped due to, or we told them that we wouldn't be accepting their proposal because there was a conflict of interest that they notified us about, that they were representing a litigant in a claim or potential claim against Milwaukee County, so a corporation counsel advised us not to accept any proposal from a firm like that. We had a pre-proposal meeting before the proposals were submitted. Three firms attended that meeting. On Wednesday, December 15th, three architectural engineering firms submitted proposals in response to the RFP. These three companies were Carl Walker, Kaler Slater, and Wellman Architects. We had a selection team of three individuals who reviewed each of those proposals, filled out scoring sheets, discussed the results, and then had a meeting to review the scores. When the scores were added up to determine the most qualified of the three proposals, Carl Walker was the highest score. They were awarded a contract in the amount of about $198,000 and given a notice to proceed almost immediately. The documentation of the selection process is available on request. We held a project kickoff meeting on December 28th. Attached to the report are milestone date schedules for this project. The demolition construction start is anticipated to be February 23rd. We anticipate being complete with that by April 20th, and then the envelope improvement construction, we anticipate a construction start in March, on March 28th, with a completion of date of June 22nd. In that particular consultant agreement, a goal of 25% DB participation was established, and they submitted the consultant, Carl Walker Incorporated, submitted a DBE participation plan that met the goal. I guess I'll go through the internal repair component. It's a very similar process. The time frames were the same. Nine consultants, not necessarily the same, received an RFP for that a repair component. We only did get one submittal, one proposal. We reviewed the proposal. The company was Grafe USA. They were awarded a contract and given a notice to proceed on December 28th. And the project schedule for that is if you want to say it's included inside the earlier or the facade restoration components, so that the repairs and the complete structure can be completed by the end of all the construction by July 1, all the work will be complete. We have the two consulting teams coordinating with one another, We've had several meetings. We met with the City of Milwaukee recently to talk about occupancy permits and plan review applications, et cetera. We're going to be including them in all the coordination and meetings to keep them apprised of what's going on. The DB participation goal for that component of the work was set at 10%, and Graves submitted a DB participation plan that met that goal.
Why was it 10%?
The specialized work involved with repairs involves consulting firms that or consulting expertise that the prime consultant felt was they would be unable to fit 25% in their they have a contract of $97,000, and we discussed that with the Community Business Development Partner Office, and we decided that 10% was reasonable.
Ms. Webb, did you waive off that 10%?
That's correct. Although we're pleased to say that we did get 15, closer to 15%, we got 14.7.
All right, thank you. Keep going, Mr. Dyson. Excuse me for interrupting.
You'll see attached milestone schedules for each of the projects in the report. I guess with that, I'd take any questions.
All right. Just one question.
That was the last question.
I know. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In both pieces, you selected two different companies, but then they came back to satisfy the DBE component by using a company that's submitted to do, you know, the work. I don't quite get that. If why didn't we just hire that DBE firm to do the job to begin with? If it's being, you know, to me it kind of looks like we went with this Carl Walker, who supposedly beat out the firm of Singh and Associates here, and then they come back to satisfy their DBE by hiring Singh and Associates. To me, that could you just explain some of that,
Mr. Chair, Supervisor? Kay Singh did not submit a proposal. They were included. They received an RFP. The nine firms received an RFP, but we only received three proposals from firms. And on the restoration component, we received proposals from Carl Walker, Kaler Slater Architects, and Wellman Architects. We received three proposals. And Kay Singh was a member of the Carl Walker team as a part of their DBE participation plan.
All right. Thank you.
Supervisor Lacoste.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, I have two different questions. Let's start with the positive. I heard you say July 1 of this year. We've been using that date as the end date. Everything should be up and going, correct?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, correct.
Okay. So the tenants that we have in there, the Betty Brin people, the Coast Restaurant, they are aware that, all systems go, you know, that kind of thing, especially for the Coast people, middle of their, in essence, wedding season, reception season, that kind of thing. I'm assuming that we're staying in constant contact with those people.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we have notified or given an update to the Parks Department.
Okay.
They met with their tenants.
Okay.
They met with them, my understanding was last week, to give them this information. Beyond that, I didn't meet with their tenants. They did, and okay. My understanding is they gave them this information.
Well, and that July 1st date is important because it's the middle of the summer, and if Coast has got all of these receptions and stuff, and they're saying, you know, they've got parties that are going to be have to look elsewhere or whatever, you know. So I don't need to belabor that point. I guess my second question deals now with the scope, and I'm going to ask you to turn to page 2 under the status of the internal repair component. And under the scope, and I've been really kind of a broken record, and I know that shows my age, I guess. The last two lines is testing of the concrete deck will be performed to better determine the extent of the deck to be sealed
and the appropriate material to be used. These added maintenance costs are also added to the overall cost of this project. I guess my first question is, what does that mean? What do those two lines mean?
Okay. Mr. Chair, Supervisor, the testing of the concrete deck, when InSpec, the consultant that we hired to do the overall review and forensic work after that tragedy, they prepared a report with a cost estimate to do the repairs. And that report made certain assumptions. And one of the assumptions they made was that they were going to put more or less a membrane, and they included that in the cost of the work. That was an assumption that they made based on a visual review. This testing of the concrete deck involves using various electronic technology that they can determine the level of salt or chloride ions and how far that they've penetrated through the concrete to the reinforcing steel. Depending on what they find, we may not have to use a membrane. There may be other another proactive fix to slow down or stop that penetration of chloride ions, and so they wouldn't need a membrane. That's what that testing is for, to determine the most cost-effective fix.
Without putting words in your mouth, would you consider that an X-ray of the deck?
Knowing what I know about that technology, it wouldn't be an X-ray. It's more of a chemical analysis of the materials and how far the salt has penetrated into the deck. There's a certain level of cover that reinforcing steel has, and we also believe the reinforcing steel is epoxy-coated. So there are several barriers to chloride getting to that steel. Once the chloride gets to the steel, then you start getting the rusting and spalling and corrosion. At this point, it's difficult to say how far that process has gone. And so we want to make sure that we don't overcompensate, because putting a membrane on concrete tends to have an adverse effect if that chloride contamination process hasn't gone far enough.
Well, I don't personally have a problem with overcompensating for safety. And I know you well enough that I know that you believe the same thing. My concern has been, okay, that the facade and the technological workings on the walls revealed the deficiencies, and we all focused on the walls and the facade, and I want to make sure that the floors and the ceilings are also okay. Because I don't want, you know, I read sealing and resealing and fixing a crack and all that kind of, and like I said at the last meeting, you know, if you got a wooden fence and the wood is rotting, but you paint the fence, you don't have a new fence. So I guess I want assurances that the floor and the ceiling are safe and secure. And I guess, you know, I'm expecting you to, in the course of these deliberations, to make sure that, because you know I'm going to ask this question again, is that I want assurances that those floors and the ceilings are going to be just as strong as the walls and the facade.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, the intent here would be to determine the condition to a high degree of the walls and the ceilings and the deck. There is no parking structure that remains the way it was the day it was built because of all those issues. And we certainly are not going to apply something to cover it up. The current condition is based on visual assumptions by the prior consultant. We need to go in and confirm that and make sure that we apply the right strategy to maintain the structure.
Mr. Hyatt, I understand that. The burr in my cell, okay, is that the original work was poor, okay? So, you know, I know that over the course of time, things age, things, you know, loosen up or whatever. But if the workmanship originally was poor, then, you know, we're already fighting a losing battle, okay? That's my concern. That's where I've been, because I go back to the start of this project in the early 80s and all of the problems that this thing was a disaster right from the get-go. And if we're going to save this building, which we've already made that determination, then doggone it, I want to make sure that the original work of everything is perfect.
Any other questions or concerns? This was an information report. Would you like to go into the
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I'll make a motion to receive and place on file.
We have a motion to receive and place on file. Any other concerns, questions? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on item number 7.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Cesars?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
We have one more item, item number